And I think along that you had mentioned them selling Hint. We had a story in there on the stand on the side of the road in front of our house. I mean, it's, I still run into people who remember those stands. And, you know, my kids would question whether or not we should be having candy and versus at Halloween versus Hint water. And we sort of agreed that we would have both and we would give away both like on Halloween. But things like that and giving back too, I think is another thing that, you know, they had to pick a charity every time they were selling bottles. And so there was this, you know, they had to negotiate with their three siblings and there was a vote and they had to decide and they had to be fair. And, you know, it's just, yeah. And we've always just had fun. And
thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get started here on the Who Is Your Mama podcast. If I am not recording a Who Is Your Mama podcast, then I am probably working at my company, Tippy Toes. I want to tell you about Tippy Toes because there are awesome business opportunities and it might just be the right fit for you. Tippy Toes is a children's dance company and we go into schools and we offer dance classes on site. It is a blast. You don't have to have dance experience, but you do have to have a passion to build a business and make an impact in your community because that is what we do at Tippy Toes. It is a franchise, so you get to run your own business, but you are not in business alone. If you have any interest in possibly exploring the idea of Tippy Toes, of running a franchise yourself, please reach out. Go to check out our website, tippytoesdance.com. That's TippiToesDance.com, tippytoesdance.com. You can learn more about what we do there at Tippy Toes. And who knows, we can even get to hang out more. So go check it out. Would love to see if that is a business fit for you. I appreciate you acknowledging like some, I don't know. I don't, you know, when you're on the plane, am I doing this right? Cause that's so natural for every parent to feel, you know, but also that all you can do is do what you think is right, which is how you're living by. And what I also like how you're living and how you're executing Hint and, you know, raising your family. And also what I've loved is you are running Hint, but then as things have also become a passion for you, EPA, the health of water, you know, the safety of water, like when things become a passion that you see that you can help and fix, it's exciting to me to think that Kenan's going to be in the world someday. Like that's going to make our world a better place to have a lot of Kenans out there, you know, who totally believe in what people are capable of just because they're people that are passionate about what they're doing and not because of anything else, their gender or whatever. Yeah.
Well, and I think also I've been able to hear, especially through high school, through their teachers too, that having these kids in their classes, people have said, do you talk about work? How do you create separation? And I've always been, you know, maybe too authentic in saying, we don't have separation in our house, right? I mean, you know, yeah. And I mean, I know the barometer, right? Where it's just not, nobody wants to hear it anymore. When you get to that stage. On the other hand, they have some of their friends who come over who actually do want to talk to me about different things that they've been thinking about and how would they go about doing something. And, you know, I'll see my kids at times walk out of the room, right? And they're just like, I can't even talk about margins again. Right. She's still my mom. Yes. And, but then on the other hand, I think that they do value that it's, you know, that they have what they have. And I think that they know too, when the teachers have shared with me that, you know, they'll talk about things like plastic, for example, and sort of our opinions on plastic, where, you know, we live in a world where there's plenty of people who are saying plastic is terribly bad. And we've done so much research around plastic and we've reduced the plastic by 40%. We've like done lots of stuff. So my kids are just naturally super educated on that. And they can actually articulate that glass is actually a bigger suck of energy. It takes more gas to transport it. And so there's just components along the way that people just don't even think about.
Right.
And that that are just super, super important, or we're, you know, exporting things in from other countries. And anyway, teachers have shared with me that these guys actually, they understand like the difference between angel investing and private equity. I mean, your kids are, you know, they're quick studies on this stuff. And then they also know how to simplify things, which I think is something that I've done over the years when they've asked questions. I try and figure out, okay, how do I get an 8-year-old to understand what I'm going through and why it's important?
Mm-hmm. And make it relatable for them so that they can maybe actually track what you're saying.
Yeah. And I think they've mimicked that. Like I've even seen they're able to understand pretty much any concept right now that I would talk to them about. But if they have friends that really have not been immersed in some of these conversations, I watch them just kind of take it down. I won't say dumb it down, but just take it down to kind of a sentence or two, which again is such a critical skill to making people feel part of it, even though they might not have the entire mastery of the bigger kind of issue.
Yes, totally. And a sense of humility too. Like, the point is to get the message across and not to come off like I, you know, let me explain it. And, you know, some people I think would probably want it to seem complicated and somebody else can't understand it, but to be a leader, to be able to make sure you can communicate with anybody is such totally. A gift, you know, such yeah. a gift. That's
totally.
It's so cool. It's so cool to think of all the lessons. It's, you could never quantify all that they're gaining by watching what you and Theo have built. It's exciting. You know, it's exciting to me to think like, I can't wait to see what they're going to do. And in that, like that they'll be passionate and following things that move them, that they care about. I just think that's a special thing to be.
It's super important. And look, I think every parent would say the same thing, that you just want your kids to be happy. Right. And totally. People have asked me, are your kids going to take over Hint? And I don't know, they might. I mean, and they've worked summers as well. Some of yes. their friends have come in and worked. And I think just little things like making sure that the labels are faced the right way. And yes. I mean, they focus on things. And that was for me, you know, pushing him in a stroller, making sure that I go into Target and I'd say, trying to figure out, do I leave my stroller while I go in the back room to get a case or no, I can't do that. So I would, you know, sit there and yes. think about stuff like that along the way. And now my kids are, you know, we'll run to Target and my kids say, do you need to go to the back room? They know. I mean, they yes, just,
it's
you
part
know,
of it. Yeah.
It's part of it, but I don't know where that goes with whatever they want to do, right. but I'm sure it will go somewhere great.
Right. But it's fun to, as a parent too, to be like, okay, now I'm going to like, this is what we have done. Now I get to see how it manifests in your life, whatever that might be, you know, and I don't know where that will go, but it's exciting. I would think at the age your kids are too, to be like, it's exciting to think of them flying, and my kids totally. Are all under 8. So I'm not thinking of them flying yet. And it terrifies me a little bit, but like when you think about what you have done over the past 20 years with them, it's so cool to think about watching them find their way and what they love.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I think along you had mentioned them selling Hint. We had a story in there on the stand on the side of the road in front of our house. I mean, I still run into people who remember those stands, and you know, my kids would question whether or not we should be having candy and versus at Halloween versus Hint water. And we sort of agreed that we would have both and we would give away both like on Halloween, but things like that. And giving back too, I think is another thing that, you know, they had to pick a charity every time they were selling bottles. And so there was this, you know, they had to negotiate with their 3 siblings and there was a vote and they had to decide and they had to be fair. And, you know, it was just, yeah. and we've always just had fun and had that conversation. And now for whatever it's worth, I mean, they're 4 kids, all very, very different, all, you know, separated right now because they've all been together mm-hmm. and 3 are back at school right now. They're all at different schools. They talk every day. All of
them. They really?
Yeah. And it's just, and they're always texting and it, you know, it's just, it's fun. And they're, and then when one is down, I mean, what I love is when one is kind of down in the dumps, they're texting us saying, you got to call, You have to call them and talk to them about it. And it's great. They're very protective of each other too. And it's always been, I love that. I mean, that's something that I think is super valuable. And yeah.
Where do you think that came from? Like where, cause there's a, I mean, I'm just curious cause for me, that would be a dream of mine. I hope my kids are always there and texting and connected, but I know that's not always natural. Was that something that, you know, just because you guys, do you think running the company together kind of made them feel like a team, or was that something you pushed as far as we're going to support each other? Or?
I mean, I think probably we were naturally saying that to other, I think when you have a pretty big family, you try and instill in your kids that one or two, or it ends up all four, might be a little bit different than you, right? In some way, but you still find their strengths and show appreciation and things like that. And now, I mean, they're all just super tight and they really do. They have different friend groups. I mean, it's just, they all know each other's friends and stuff, but it's just, it's funny. I mean, even before the pandemic, during that summer, I mean, we had so many people over here and, you know, at our house. And I mean, it was just really fun for us to just kind of watch the different friend groups from high school, and they all kind of got along, but they're really different. Yes. But it was super, super, super fun. And, you know, and it's what the world is made up of too. Right.
Right. Totally. I would think that would be really rewarding. Okay. I could talk to you all day, just for the record.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about another story that you shared in the book, which I really appreciated. I wasn't expecting it. It was at the very end. It was a story you shared about doing the Rim to Rim challenge at the Grand Canyon with Caitlin. I think partly it was because it was like not talking as much about hints. It was talking about you were facing a fear, first of all, of heights. So obviously, why wouldn't you go to Grand Canyon? Hello. So you go to the Grand Canyon to do this incredible challenge. I'd love to hear more about your approach to fear in general, and then maybe how you talk about fear, or do you talk about fear with your kids?
Yeah. So I think, look, being a parent, you have kids who have fears along the ways. And I've always felt that just tackling those fears versus actually building them up is something that works better, right? Because hopefully they go away, because otherwise they become challenges, right? And where they're like sitting right in front of you. So, I mean, I remember just with my kids in particular, there was this horrible dog mauling case in San Francisco, incredibly sad. We were living literally a few doors down from this horrible case. So there was tons of media coverage around it. My young kids used to see these two dogs who unfortunately killed a woman, and it was terrible. And so my kids knew the dogs, and they were really, really young. I mean, they were like 4 years old, my son, Keenan, again, in particular. And so he became terrified of dogs. And every time he went over to people's houses, they would call me and say, "We have a dog. You all are really nice, but you have to come pick up your child," because he is terrified and he's standing on a chair and, you know, this is not a good play date, right? And so finally, I remember talking to my mom saying, "I think I need to put my kids in therapy. And, you know, this is just, I just don't know what to do, because it's now, you know, gotten into this really, really enormous problem. And I don't know what to do about it." And I remember my mom saying, "It'd probably be a lot cheaper if you just bought a yellow Labrador." And I said, "Really? Actually, that's kind of interesting." And she said, "Yeah, if it doesn't work, you can always head in the therapy direction." So I did. And Sadie's almost 12 now. And she's, but we got her when she was, 8 weeks old. And what I saw was that when he first saw the puppy, all the kids, they were like, "Ah." And then I said, "It's a yellow puppy. I mean, how bad could it be?" And, you know, and then of course we still talk about that again, but that was really tackling the fear. And, but I still had my own fears. And the story of the Grand Canyon was one where, I had a fear of heights. I still have a fear of heights, but I work hard to tackle that fear. And I remember the first time that I felt really, nauseous around a height was in at the Grand Canyon. And I remember my parents driving up to the Grand Canyon. And I mean, I almost could not even drive close to the road. I couldn't even get out of the car. I was so horrified and terrified. And so I decided that I was going to hike the canyon. And Caitlin said, can I hike the canyon with you? And my sister and whole group of us went. And so we trained for and found mountains to climb up in Tahoe, and we were ready to go. And I thought I was totally ready. And then I was at a soccer game right before we were leaving, and a friend said, I know you're really terrified of heights. How are you going to do this? And I said, no, I'm ready. I'm going to do it. And she said, but when you look down, when you start, how are you going to do it? And whatever it was, it triggered this feeling of, it is going to be really scary. And I immediately thought, okay, how can I get through this? If I can't see it, then it won't bother me. And so I called my sister and I said, can we start at 4 o'clock in the morning? Because it'll be cooler for us. If we get out of the canyon, if we start early, whatever. And I said, truth be told, I just don't know if I'm going to lose it once I get there. And I'm really, really nervous about this. And she said, fine. And I said, I'll buy everybody headlamps. They said, no, that's ridiculous. I said, we'll start early. And so we did. And we got down the canyon, and then other things came along the way.
And yes, like goats and rattlesnakes and crazy.
We were almost killed. My sister and I were almost killed by a herd of goats, and we couldn't do anything but laugh because we thought, can you imagine? I mean, we've just like tackled this whole thing and this is how we went.
This is it. You know, this is how it happens.
And we just not expect it at all. And, you know, and that's the story of sometimes things happen that you don't expect and you just have to deal, right? And they come up and how are you going to, you know, how are you going to move on? But also it makes you stronger along the way. And then other things came up, rattlesnakes and lots of other things along the way. And what I share with people, and really the meaning of that story, is that putting yourself into uncomfortable situations make you realize that you don't always have control over things. You try and strategize to, you know, do the best you can, but along the way, you're hopefully going to be able to do things that are going to make you better, make you more courageous. Sometimes things aren't going to go exactly as planned, and you might have some fears and failures along the way. But when you get out, and certainly when I look back on that experience in particular, I think about that, and it did make me stronger. And that's whether it's in your personal life or your business life. I think consciously putting yourself into situations where it's not going to be easy, right? And you know, you see people. A friend of mine, Allison Levine, who has scaled the highest peak in every continent. She's done like Everest 3 times or something crazy. Oh, I said, does Everest ever get easy? And she said, no, it's new experience every single time. And you can see that in these people that do really amazing things, mm-hmm. that she's unflappable. Yeah. I mean, you listen to her and it really is those people that try to really do things that they don't believe that they can do. Now, you don't have to go climb Everest every single day, but playing it safe every single day is not necessarily, and again, I'm not even saying that you have to do something as big as the Grand Canyon. I'm saying that do something that maybe you don't really think you're going to be able to be super successful at. Maybe, you know, starting a beverage company or doing something that's a little out of your wheelhouse. You're interested in it and you're going to go try, because you're going to learn a lot about yourself and about what you're capable of. And my bet is that you'll actually probably be able to do more than you thought you were able to do.
Yeah. Oh, so good. So good, Kara. I love it. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Amazing to think about the people that you're raising with the mentality that you have. I'm grateful that you were raised the way you were to become the person you are today. And I just appreciate, I feel like there's so much great advice for parents, for you know, entrepreneurs, for anybody doing anything that they want to, you know, succeed or chase goals. I feel like you share so much in your book, on your podcast, on your LinkedIn posts, you know, wherever. I feel like all the places I see you, I really appreciate it. And I'm so happy you were here today. Now we finish up the Who Is Your Mama podcast with four random, just fun, rapid fire questions. They're frivolous and silly and just for fun. So we'll wrap it up with this.
I love it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. At the end of a long mama day, how do you unwind?
I breathe and stretch and usually read.
Mm-hmm. I've got a great book I recommend called Undaunted by Kara. It's a page turner. Okay. What one food did you give your kids the most in their life?
Food. Gosh, that's a good question. I would say probably they liked cheese tortellini was kind of like their thing. Yeah. So they don't eat it as much anymore, but I think that was their biggie.
Yes. That was the, you can't homemade up.
Yeah. Homemade chicken nuggets too.
Homemade chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds really good. I haven't tried that. We've got big chicken nugget fans in my house, so I might have to try to make some homemade ones. Never even considered making homemade ones.
They're so good.
They sound good. Tortellini is big at our house as well. Okay, two more questions. Most enjoyable destination that your family has gone together?
We've been on a lot of trips. Around the age of your kids, I really started taking my kids and traveling a lot, but it's a close tie. Alaska was an amazing one on a lot of levels. And then last year, we used a lot of my miles over the years, a lot of my miles, right before the pandemic, actually, and went to the Maldives for 2 weeks. And it was crazy and got, actually, Keenan and I, he had never been scuba diving, but I had been scuba diving a long time ago. We both got licensed and deep sea, and it was just, yeah. So we dove every single day and saw some amazing stuff. So we always have learning going on in all
yes,
of our as well.
I love that. That's powerful. And also how special that you did that before the pandemic. Cause like my trips saved me. I felt like during the pandemic, cause I could just look back and I remember being in Ireland or Destin or where it didn't even matter, but
you could go. Yeah.
I could go there.
I'm with you.
It felt exciting. I was like, I cannot wait someday. Okay. Last question, a word or phrase you would use to describe your life as a mom.
My life as a mom, I would say grateful.
Love that. Wasn't sure if you're going to go with undaunted or if it was going to be, I like grateful.
Undauntedly grateful. Undaunted. How about that?
There we go. Kara, thank you so much for being on Who Is Your Mama, for being the trailblazer that you are, for women like me who are raising kids and running a business. I am so grateful for people like you who share your story, who do it, who talk about failures, who talk about fears, who talk about doubts, and talk about victories and overcoming all the things that you have to also make such an impact in our world. Like, I love the stuff you're doing with the EPA, and I just love how you keep pushing the limits. So I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day and come visit me at Kara Golden, all over social with an I. Kara Golden with an I.
Yes. And everywhere she puts great, there's content is amazing. Kara's content is awesome. It's relatable. Her book is awesome. You can get it on Amazon. And you need to be following Kara as closely as I am, because it's a pleasure. So many lessons from Kara Golden today. What a joy. You know, I think it's so interesting when you speak to someone like Kara, who is a founder of a huge company, it's amazing to see that the truth is her personal life, her professional life, they're all weaved together. You know, it's a way of life when you're running a company like she is. And I love how she shared that. And she shared, you know, the various lessons that she has experienced in business, and then also how those related to her family. I specifically loved the conversation we had about fear and about tackling the fear inside of you instead of letting it build up. And, you know, she discusses fear in her book, Undaunted, when she did the Rim to Rim challenge with her daughter, Caitlin, which was a great story in the book. But then she furthered that story today with a really interesting discussion about their kids were scared of dogs when they were young. And instead of just kind of fostering the fear, they tackled it and they got a dog. And I think it's such a lesson for all of us to remember to face those fears down, look them right in the face and address it. And I think that that story was a really amazing example of how you can just face your fears. And just in general, when she was talking about, you know, putting yourself in a place that could possibly be uncomfortable because, you know, you could surprise yourself. You never know what you're capable of until you try things that might make you uncomfortable. Learning from moms who have been there and done that, that is what we are all about here at the Who Is Your Mama Show. Parents that have given so much to their kids over the years, there's so much that we can learn from people like that. So I'm so grateful that Kara was able to come to Who Is Your Mama and share her wisdom. Thank you all for tuning in. Please continue to listen, share with your friends, take a screenshot, shoot a text to your friends. If you have not got Undaunted, you've got to go get it. It's an amazing book. You can get it on Amazon. And then be sure to follow Kara on LinkedIn, Instagram, everywhere that she is, because she shares practical insight. She talks about family, her professional life, and she's just a wonderful person. And she does so much giving back. And when you read the book, you'll hear more about the different ways that she is giving back to the world that we live in. There is nothing better than learning from these brilliant moms. Please come back for our next episode as we continue the parenting conversation, learn insights from moms who have been there and done that.